At Michigan Radio today in beautiful downtown Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm Kai Rosenthal. It is Friday today, the 7th of October. Great, as always, to have you along, everybody. The first Friday of the month it is, which means today is Jobs Day. That is where we're going to start the next 5 minutes of live radio and then move briskly onward to the rest of the global economy. Catherine Rampell is from The Washington Post. Cardiff Garcia is from the blog FT Alphaville. They are both in our studios in New York City. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Catherine, let me start with you. Jobs, the rate ticked up a little bit, 5.0, 156,000 new jobs, net-net. Good report. What else you got?
Yeah, I would say a pretty good report. The jobless rate, as you noted, went up, but it kind of went up for the right reason, as economists like to say, meaning that more people joined the labor force. And actually, we've now had a few months recently where unemployed workers were more likely to transition into getting a job rather than dropping out of the labor force. So there are a lot of indications that things are moving in the right direction.
The phrase we're talking about here, Cardiff, is labor force participation rate ticking up just a hair. A good thing. People getting back in.
A wonderful thing. I think this was an underrated jobs report. I loved this jobs report, you know. I did.
The
headline numbers.
Word, pal.
Yeah, I know, but the headline numbers seem kind of meh. Like, yeah, big deal. It's been doing about what it's been doing for a few months now. But so many people rejoining the labor force. And if you look at the longer trend over the past year or so, you've seen that actually that number for people in their prime working years, 25 to 54, has ticked up quite a bit. And remember, it wasn't that long ago that we were all saying, when are all these people going to rejoin the labor force?
Right.
What if they never do? What if they're just gone and the economy has a permanent loss for it? Well, it looks like that hasn't happened. It looks like things are getting better. And yet there was nothing in the report that would tempt Janet Yellen to hike rates sooner than everybody expects, which is December. So I like this report.
Well, I would say that the wage gains were pretty good. So we've now had like 3.5 years of wage gains, meaning that like in inflation adjusted terms, meaning that people's wages are going up faster than inflation, which is still quite low, real incomes. So it's you're probably right. It's not going to change the path of Fed policy right now. But if we're looking for signs of greater inflation, you know, if you're really, really an inflation hawk, then maybe you would say that's a little sign that something's coming on the horizon.
That's worth noting that that's a wonderful trend, higher wage growth. I mean, that's great news
that.
For people.
Right. Very quickly, Cardiff, this is the last big indicator before the election. I mean, you know, the next jobs report comes out like 2 days before it or something. So this is the economy we're going to have.
This is the one. It's set in stone. And by the way, it's been pretty good. It's been resilient through an awful lot of global turmoil in the last few years. What you've seen is a powerfully countercyclical American economy that hasn't been great, but that it's weathered a lot of the storm better than other economies in the developed world.
Talk to me then, Catherine, about that larger developed world. I want to talk really quickly about the British pound, which had sort of a flash crash overnight. It went down to $1.18 to the pound, which is well below where it was even after the Brexit vote. Blame has been cast on a fat finger trade. Somebody just goofed. But people are talking now about
an algorithm.
Or an algorithm,
or
right.
Whatever. We
more,
don't know
more
yet.
More likely, right. Right, more likely. But people are talking about, you know, the dollar, the pound getting down to $1.05, the record here now against the dollar. Put all of that in the context of Theresa May this week talking about a date certain for Brexit and where things stand globally.
So, yes, this flash crash last night, say that 10 times fast, was a one-off, you know, is a screw-up of some kind. But there are a lot of people who do worry that the pound will continue to fall further depending on what the terms of the Brexit are. And there are indications that they could be pretty tough, which could be damaging for the UK economy, you know, in terms of flow of people, flow of money, flow of trade. So there are a lot of reasons of everything. Exactly. That's the whole point of the Brexit is that it is less integrated, that the UK would be less integrated with the rest of the EU. And depending on the economic ramifications of all of that, that could have major implications for the currency.
All right. So, Cardiff, throw all of that, the global context there, in with the troubles of Deutsche Bank, which is under the thumb of the Department of Justice. They're talking about a huge, huge mortgage loan involvement settlement there and what that means for European banks and then the rest of us.
Sure. So for European banks, I think the outlook is still a little bit cloudy. Right now, it looks like Deutsche Bank will just about be able to weather whatever it is that the Department of Justice throws at it. But these things can escalate quickly, so it's hard to say. It's worth noting, though, that in terms of the American banks' exposure to European banks, things are a little bit better than they were in the past because the American banks actually fixed themselves in a way that the European banks didn't. So I actually think there's a chance that although it's not going to be pleasant, whatever ends up happening to European banks isn't something that's going to have really big contagious effects for the U.S.
But I would also suggest that the last thing you want to have is a bank that just about makes it, right? That's not a net positive thing.
No, no, it's not. None of this is positive.
Well, especially since Deutsche Bank is still being investigated for potential money laundering.
Right.
So it's like they're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, it has other problems too, for sure.
We, however, are out of the woods. We got to go. Catherine Rempel at the Washington Post, Cardiff Garcia at the blog FT Alphaville. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, see you. Have a good weekend. On Wall Street today, a little of this, a little of that. One eye on the jobs numbers, the other on the Fed. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.